We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tonight's highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. The scoring started early tonight on both sides. For St. Louis, the second batter of the game after Noah Syndergaard got Matt Carpenter to ground out. Dexter Fowler picked up where he left off last night.
The 1-0 hit high in the air, deep to right center. Conforto back. This ball's on the way, and it is gone. That is very close to the same spot where Fowler hit his home run last night. Dexter Fowler with a solo shot right to the edge of the Cardinals' bullpen in right center field. Fowler's seventh home run of the year, and the Cardinals have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Fowler homering in back-to-back games for the first time in nearly 2 years. Hit one in the eighth last night that gave the Cardinals the lead, and subsequently the victory. Dexter Fowler puts St. Louis ahead tonight, 1-0. Their lead would not last long. The Mets jumped all over Michael Wacha, who's really struggled terribly this year. Jeff McNeil, the leadoff batter, was hit by a pitch. J.D. Davis had the first of his four hits with a single, and the table was set with two on, one out for Pete Alonso.
3-1 on the way. Swing and a drive. Deep to left. This baby is long gone. Oh, my goodness. That went into the upper deck. It tumbles down as it hit either something or someone around the front row of the upper deck. One of the longest home runs in the history of Citi Field. Pete Alonso, with an absolute moonshot, has given the Mets a 3-1 first inning lead. Wow!
Wow, indeed. And since StatCast tracking began in 2015, that was the longest home run by a Met here at Citi Field. Into the upper deck, Pete Alonso with his 23rd home run. He still is very much within reach of catching Cody Bellinger for the all-time National League record with regard to home runs by a rookie before the All-Star break. Bellinger at 25 in 2017. Alonso now with 23, as he has that chance coming in the next few weeks here before the break. Meanwhile, the Mets' rookie record of 26 could be gone before the All-Star break. Daryl Strawberry hit 26 in the 1983 season. That's the most home runs ever by a Mets rookie in 1 year. And Alonso really knocking on the door already, with obviously a lot of time left in the season, but even a few weeks before the All-Star break occurs. So Pete Alonso hitting home runs at a record pace for a New York Met, whether it's a rookie or not, and 23 now on the year, giving him 53 runs batted in after that three-run homer. The Mets weren't done scoring, though, in the first inning. Todd Frazier followed the Alonso home run with a single, and Wilson Ramos would bring him all the way around.
Here's the 1-1. Curveball, and that's yanked in the air to left center. That's in for a base hit. This one's headed towards the wall. Frazier is digging for third. Bader picks it up on the warning track. Frazier being waved home. DeYoung will not make a relay throw. Frazier scores standing and standing at second with a well-struck RBI double as Wilson Ramos. And the Mets are beating up Michael Wacha here in the first inning. It is 4-1 New York.
Ramos has the second most RBIs on the team, the third most by any catchers in the major leagues. And the Mets had a four-run first inning. Ramos would later score on a Carlos Gomez sac fly. So five in the first. The Mets have scored the third most runs in the major leagues of any team in the first inning. Only the Reds and the Rangers have scored more first inning runs than the Mets this season. They would score a run in the second inning tonight as well, thanks to J.D. Davis.
2-1 pitch. Davis hits it in the air to deep left. Ozuna back at the wall. It's gone. A home run for J.D. Davis into the M&M suite seats. It's one to the left of the 370 mark. And Davis, with his eighth home run of the year, has given the Mets a 6-1 lead.
J.D. Davis had a great night. Eight home runs puts him among the team leaders, tied with Rosario for third on the team. Only Alonso and Conforto have hit more home runs than J.D. Davis has this season. The Mets with two home runs tonight. For every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at Caldwell.com. Syndergaard.edu. So the Mets had a 6-1 lead with Noah Syndergaard on the mound. Now St. Louis would draw closer in the top of the third. Marcell Ozuna singled home the pitcher, Michael Wacha, who began the inning with a base hit. There was some delay in that third inning, too, because the home plate umpire, Brian Onora, was hit by a foul ball and had to leave the game. So for the third time in the last couple of weeks, the Mets experienced a change in home plate umpires twice with Syndergaard on the mound. And this one would result in Chad Whitson being the home plate umpire the rest of the night. Ozuna singled home Wacha to make it a 6-2 Mets lead in the third inning. St. Louis would continue to chip away and to steal bases. The Cardinals had 6 stolen bases in this game, 5 of them off of Syndergaard. The last time the Cardinals had that many steals in a game, May 21st, 1999, against the Dodgers. It was a steal by Tommy Edman in the fifth inning and a throwing error by Wilson Ramos that helped the Cardinals get a run thanks to a sac fly from Dexter Fowler. So the Mets had a 6-3 lead cooking, although the Mets would get a couple more runs and big insurance runs at that in the bottom of the eighth, in the bottom of the sixth, rather, against Genesis Cabrera. Michael Conforto with a base hit to bring home Carlos Gomez. Later, Cabrera would walk Todd Frazier with the bases loaded. So the Mets had a 5-run cushion entering the seventh inning. The Mets were hoping to get Noah Syndergaard another inning, but he strained his hamstring during the top of the seventh while Jose Martinez was batting. So the Mets had to go to their bullpen. Robert Gsellman came on. Jairo Munoz started the inning with a base hit against Syndergaard. Then Martinez walked, and Matt Carpenter would start bringing the Cardinals a little closer. Pitch. That's ripped toward the right field corner. That's a base hit. It's going to roll toward the fence. Around third, Munoz comes home to score. Martinez digs for third. He'll hold there. Carpenter strides to second. RBI double, and here come the Cardinals. It's 8-4 in the seventh. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. St. Louis would cash in both of those runs. Martinez would score on a base hit by Fowler. Fastball grounded off the glove of Gsellman. Rolls behind the mound. Everybody's going to be safe. A run scores as Martinez comes home. An RBI infield hit for Fowler. His third RBI of the game. And the Cardinals will send the tying run to the plate as the Mets lead shrinks to 8-5. Now Dexter Fowler would have been hitting .151 over the span of a month. Has now driven in 6 runs over the last 2 games. And the Cardinals did have a chance to narrow the lead even more as Paul DeJong would hit a sac fly to score Carpenter. It was 8-6. Fortunately for the Mets, Marcell Ozuna would line into a double play. Fowler got doubled off to end the top of the seventh. Then Seth Lugo pitched the eighth and somehow worked in and out of trouble. A base hit from Colton Wong, a couple of walks, but Lugo would strike out Matt Carpenter, and this game would head to the ninth inning with the Mets on top. Lugo painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. But even Edwin Diaz has been unreliable lately, and Diaz, who pitched 8 days out of 12 to finish up the month of May, has been backed off a little bit here in June, but now he is pitching for a third straight day, and he didn't have much success either of the first 2 against the Cardinals, and it didn't get any better tonight. Paul DeJong singled with one out, and after a defensive indifference, Yadier Molina blooped a ball to left field that would bring home DeJong. So it was a 1-run game. Diaz, now in this series, has allowed 4 runs on 7 hits in a span of just 3 innings. The 7th hit, though, came off the bat of Colton Wong, and the Mets would catch a big break to end this game.
Here's the 1-1 to Wong. Swinging a high fly ball to shallow right. Could be tough. Conforto charging in. McNeil out. They come together. The ball drops. Here's Flaherty around third. McNeil fires to the plate. They might get him. The slide. He stumbles. He's out at the plate. Put it in the books.
Put it in the books for sure. It all counts the same as the Mets get the win 8-7 against the Cardinals. A really aggressive send by Pop Warner, the third base coach of the Cardinals, considering that Flaherty, a pitcher, was running in place of Yadier Molina. And Flaherty, despite that stumble, he would have been out anyway. Jeff McNeil made a perfect throw to the plate. Flaherty runs okay for a pitcher, but he certainly does not have blazing speed by any stretch. And he was thrown out by plenty at the plate to end this game. According to one of our favorite stat men, Eric Hornick, this is the 4th time in Mets history that they have won a game by earning the final out on an opposing double. The last time also involved a pitcher. Edwin Jackson was thrown out at the plate on a Daniel Murphy double a couple of years ago against Washington. A.J. Ramos was on the mound for the final out in that game. Tonight, Edwin Diaz, a beleaguered closer of late, but he had a big smile on his face after getting the save in this one. And who knows, maybe this will get Diaz back on track in one weird way or another as the Mets do hang on, and they beat the Cardinals 8-7 to win here tonight.